Back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA, talking Jeff West boys basketball now with head coach Joe Smith. And, well, for Jeff West, they took the holiday break, came back, had a tough loss to Perry LeCompton on Tuesday, 54-30. But, coach, let's go back to the holiday break and start there. I'm sure I know you have a young group that was probably a good break just to get back in the gym and kind of go through some teaching back to the fundamentals a little bit. Did you guys enjoy the break and were able to get some work done?
Yeah, I think the break was really good for us, and like you said, a lot of teaching. We did a lot of just skill work and just a lot of basic fundamental stuff, and I think it's a big difference in having that, you know, 5, 6, 7 practices of, you know, just strictly just basketball stuff as opposed to, you know, trying to practice and prepare for upcoming opponents. So I think that was a good change of pace for us, and it was productive, so that was good.
Yeah, and I know it's kind of tough there, those first few games when you're really focusing on opponents and you're playing every other night. It's just hard to kind of focus on the little things when you're trying to prepare for an opponent. But you went into Perry LeCompton on Tuesday and played the cause. And, you know, Perry LeCompton, they're a veteran team, bring back a lot of guys. What did you see in that game there on Tuesday, then out of the break?
Perry is a really good team and a well-coached team. And honestly, like the score aside, I thought that was probably one of our better games. To be honest with you, just from a execution standpoint and doing all the small things that we had struggled with previously. So I think, like I told you before, just for us to continue to just keep building and getting better every day, I thought that was one of our better games thus far.
Yeah, I know we've talked a couple of times this year, you know, with having a young group, you're going to see these growing pains. But as you mentioned, do you feel like you are starting to see some strides and some guys gaining some confidence now after having some of these games against some tough opponents here at the varsity level?
Absolutely. And we're, our guys are young and, you know, we're switching up lineups, you know, every game, just trying to find, you know, a group of guys that can play well together and trying to reward the guys that are doing the right things that we asked for and that are looking for. And, like, we struggle with turnovers before. Turnovers have gone down, and guys are just being more aggressive and making basketball plays. I think I tell them, you know, every day, like, I don't really want to coach robots. Like, I want to coach basketball players. So I think just get them out of that, you know, that robotic state of mind. And, I mean, just play. Just go out there and play and, you know, enjoy it and, you know, just be, don't think about it. Just play.
Not coming up on Friday, a road test at Riverside. That's always a unique place to go and play. So now heading into this game against Riverside on Friday, just how do you approach this game? What do you look at here in this matchup?
I think for us, just kind of approach it like any other game. I mean, we go into each game, and I tell guys every week, you know, let's control what we can control. And, I mean, we can't control, you know, wins and losses or referees or anything like that. But what we can control is, you know, playing the right way all the time, doing the things that we're supposed to be doing, and just making other teams work, you know, work for what they get defensively and then offensively for us. Just, you know, just trying to execute, play for each other and make plays for each other.
Well, coach, wish you the best of luck against Riverside coming up tomorrow night. Thank you, as always, for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All right, coach, thank you. Joe Smith, head coach of the Jeff West boys, joining us on our locker room chats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.